Carter at a Peachtree Ridge, Georgia. Nigel Warrior is the son, is his son's name. Mighty Nigel Warrior. Mighty Warrior Hiawatha. Mighty Warrior. 4-star Cam Akers. Out of Alabama. 4-star Trey Sermon. Out of Spraysbury, Georgia. A lot of Georgia kids that probably came up to see the dogs play. 4-star Breon Dixon. 4-star Lynn J. Dixon. Lynn-J. Dixon.
Nice.
4-star Emil Ikeor. 2018 offensive lineman. Gunner Watson. Now, remember, he got beat up in the lunchroom. Gunner Watson, quarterback out of Taylor County, Georgia. Jerry, that's what it's about. I guarantee you those kids got their heads turned today. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And the one thing in recruiting, too, especially versus Georgia kids. Now, I wouldn't say Alabama. I wouldn't put this in the same category. But I always felt like when Tennessee is doing well in football, those Georgia kids, they're 50-50, which means you'll get some of those South Carolina carryovers, too, being that those two schools are so close together. So, you know, when you can go out and trade win with Georgia, that means you're also going to start being competitive again in South Carolina. Now, Alabama's that's a whole different thing right there. You can even be having successful seasons and still lose out to those Alabama kids. But just historically, man, when Tennessee is able to trade wins and losses with Georgia, then it's not lopsided. Half of those kids are off grabs, in my opinion.
Back to the phones we go. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and also Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. Y'all are the best. Take our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony. Hello.
Yes.
You want to hear about a real Tennessee fan?
Tell me about it.
All right. I called you. I tweeted you earlier about my son being at the 2001 SEC championship game with LSU. All right, and is that relevant? Maybe not, but let me tell you why it's relevant. I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, and I played basketball with Shaquille O'Neal, and my mother was the driving force to have Shaquille O'Neal go to LSU. My mom was best friends with Pete Maravich, and she, over Del Brown, she drove him to go to LSU. My sister was a head cheerleader at LSU. So in 2001, my three-month-old son, I took him to the game, and we got our butts kicked by LSU when we could have gone to the Rose Bowl and won a national championship. All right? So a couple weeks ago, take my boy, my 14-year-old boy, to the Florida game. And all he's ever known is Tennessee losing, you know? And this was our breakout game, and everything was going to happen, and it was going to be beautiful, and this and that. And he was so pumped up. He was so excited. A couple years before, he was there at Florida when Justin Hunter got his leg broken, or what, you know, whatever it was. And he was so excited, and his heart was broken. It was, I mean, just for this kid to have, you know, he should be an LSU fan. He should be, but he's a Tennessee fan. Heartbroken. So tonight, when they won that game, man, he hugged me, and he was crying. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, Tony. That is absolutely what it's all about.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. My 16-year-old son was over there tonight. He came home last week. I'm doing this show. Every once in a while, you know, we go commercial free here, and I've been on for 4.5 hours, so it's just, you know, it makes your mind numb. But I love it because I love fans and I love the people and I love what I do, and I feel blessed to be here. And if it wasn't me in this seat, there are a million other people that love to have this deal I'm doing. But I'm gonna tell you this: I walked out there last week, and my son looked at me and he said, "Dad," and he was serious. He said, "Dad, why?" And I said, "What do you mean, Anthony?" 16 years old. He's been to every game. He's been to every game for the last several years. because I can't go now because I'm doing this, as soon as games are over. He says to me, and it's a sacrifice you make, he says to me, he says, Dad, we're never going to do this, are we? I'm never going to see this. I'll be moved away. I got 2 years, Dad. I'll be moved away, or I'll be somewhere else, and they're going to get good, and I will have never seen something worth seeing in Neyland Stadium. And he's got, like, tears in his eyes. He's like, this is, I don't know anything other than getting tortured. And he lives and dies with it, okay? He lives and dies with it. So I can completely relate to that, because when you see it in your kid's eyes, it makes you appreciate it that much more.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, all this stuff about the coach and this and that, man.
Exactly.
Look, you know what? Look
exactly.
At the kids. And I've got a kid who's known nothing but Tennessee losing his whole life, and he has every reason to be the biggest LSU fan in the world. And but you know what? He bleeds orange, flat out. And I'm in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. Bill Bates lives half mile from me. I mean, this kid, I mean, that's all he wants in life. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's just, oh, God, you know, I mean, we all live for it, you know it, but, I mean, but to see a kid, his reaction tonight, oh, my God. I mean, it was beautiful, Tony. I mean, and that's, I'm happy for him to have some of what I had, you know? I mean, because I graduated in 95, right? Communications. And Dan Helly on NFL Network, I was in mental
health. Great guy.
There you go. He's a great guy. And did the communications stuff. And another buddy from the communications program went to his name is Michael Brown. He went to the Florida game with us. And Michael, he's such a pessimist. He did sports casting for a couple of years. And he's beat up, man. I mean, it's like he, you know, it's every single week, especially living where we live. We live in Florida with these Gators that, oh, my God. You know how hard it is on us. I mean, God almighty. Anyway, seeing that, my son crying for joy, beautiful, man, beautiful.
Thank you, brother. Great talking to you. Thanks for sharing that.
Thanks, Tony.
We got to get, hey, Jerry, moments like this tonight. And here's the thing about tonight's game. You can break X's and O's down and all that stuff. Tonight's game was almost just going to happen because it was going to happen. Does that make any sense? I mean, and that's how football is. Kind of like Texas today beating Oklahoma. It was that game right there was just going to happen because it was going to happen. But both teams executed. And both Tennessee and Texas had two true freshman offensive linemen on that field at one time. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. But I don't want to rain on the parade about the two freshmen. Because I do think, you know, when there was an opportunity for them to play, they hit it on just the right week. Because we really have played against some really, really good defensive ends that probably could have, that I take that back. I think they would have posed some problems for those kids, if we would have played against, some of these guys that we faced earlier in the season. So again, you know, going into this game, you know, Georgia, really this year, they don't really play Leonard Floyd on the line of scrimmage like they had been. I thought he's been one of the best pass rushers in the SEC the last couple of years. So the fact that, they ended up out there this game, I thought Tennessee did well to stick with what those kids can do, and that's come off and hit somebody. I didn't think that they were exposed in a passing game as far as pass rushing goes, because they just didn't line up against somebody like that. So to me, I thought those kids, I thought they played well.
By the way, speaking of playing well, Florida Gators are only number 11 in America. They went to 6-0 tonight. They went on the road and pounded Missouri's face in 21-3. The win over back-to-back SEC Eastern Division champions for the Gators moves their record to 6-0 for the first time since 2012 and just the second time since 2010.
What did Will Muschamp
say?
That
guy that was just talking to us a second ago was talking about great moments. Those people down there care so freaking little that they had several thousand empty seats for Tennessee 2 weeks ago. They didn't believe. They knew they were getting killed in that game. They knew it. They knew it. You knew it. I knew it. They knew it. Jerry Colquitt knew it. We were doing their film study Wednesday night, and Jerry Colquitt said, this quarterback, I mean, he can't play.
LSU,
they don't have any playmakers.
LSU
and they
can
beat
run
us.
For about 400 yards on them.
Oh, it's going to be ugly, Andy Mack. Florida's also now in control of the SEC East. Only undefeated team left in the division. Kentucky is closest to the Gators in the standings. Only other team in the division with one conference loss, but Florida owns the tiebreaker with that win at Lexington earlier in the season. Florida began the night with a 12-play, 75-yard drive, ending in a 1-yard rushing TD. Jerry, we gave them life, brother, and they're living life to the fullest right now.
Yeah. You know what's interesting too? You look at this season, like both sides of the SEC, and again, it's just in these days and times, like everyone runs a hurry up offense, people spread around all over the field, yada yada. But this year, especially both sides, SEC West, SEC East, you know, it's like the team with the running game, you know, that can bring their defense. To the field every Saturday. Right now, they're the two teams leading both sides. So I just think it's kind of interesting this year that you're kind of seeing that from both sides of the SEC, East and West.
Kenny Stabler, somewhere in the Big Sky, is smiling tonight. Not because Alabama won, no, but because Rutgers, Michigan State tonight ended on Rutgers spiking the ball to stop the clock on fourth down, Jerry. You ever done anything like that in a football game?
No, sir.
When you snap the ball and spike the ball on fourth down, and I tweeted out, is that a play that Julie Herman designed? Because she is a dumpster fire. Let's go back to the phones. Lucas Kelly said, please, Tony, let's just enjoy this one and not talk about Florida. Lucas, I'm just making a point, brah. Just making up.
Hey, while we're ripping administrators, I can't believe we made it this far without congratulating Joe DiPietro and Jimmy Cheek
for getting their
big raises.
They both
well earned, guys. Yeah, you guys are doing a bang up job.
In fact, Joe DiPietro, I understand,
6-figure raise
came out yesterday and actually appeared in public for like 10 seconds after getting his raise. He's the Punxsutawney Phil of Knoxville. He comes out once a year. He sees a shadow, and that's how we know there's 6 more weeks left in football
season. I understand
season.
Jimmy Cheek was there, too. He managed to go the entire public appearance without eating a booger.
Now, that's uncalled for.
That's progress.
That's
progress.
Hey, Tony?
Yes, Jerry?
You know, one of the things we talked about on the last couple of shows is just, I think it might have been the last game, just how I was saying, especially in these times on this particular team with this record that they have, it'd be really nice just to kind of see some of these Tennessee native kids kind of take over this football team